Okay.
Welcome, everyone,
to Star Trek Enterpods, episode 11 for episode 12. Fox.
Good morning, everyone.
Uh-oh. The food coloring things. Those look like the food coloring things.
Yeah.
Be patient. Someone had a busy night.
Wow.
Don't worry. Didn't forget you.
Some sort of bat.
Let's try it.
Biting my fingers this time. No! What did he eat?
It looked like a little shrimp or something.
Been a long road. Getting from there to here.
So one of the things, Mom, that people don't like about this show is the theme song.
It's good.
I will touch the sky. No, they're not gonna change my mind. Cause I've got faith of the heart. No, no. I can do anything. No one's gonna bend or break me. I can reach any star. I've got faith. Faith in the heart.
People are getting jealous. You get more letters from home than anyone on the ship.
So he's got
what's your name?
It's nothing like that. They're from Dr. Lucas, a colleague from the Interspecies Medical Exchange.
I didn't know there were humans serving on Denobula.
He's the first. He helped me get settled in when I came to San Francisco. I'm trying to return the favor.
I had a pen pal once, when I was 12, from Brisbane, Australia. I loved getting her letters. It was like this little window into distant places with strange-sounding names.
The curiosity of an explorer, even then.
Oh, are we still on for later?
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to it. If you think you're ready, we can tackle Gerrans today.
I can hardly wait.
She's the linguistics officer.
Uh-huh.
My dear Dr. Phlox, it's me again, Jeremy. I hope you're well. It's been a hell of a week here. Wall-to-wall emergencies and free midnight deliveries. It's meeting season, so you know how that goes. I thought human reproduction was complicated. Your denobulans make us look like single-cell organisms.
Dear Dr. Lucas, sorry to hear another difficult week. I know the rigors of mating season only too well. It might help to bear in mind that a dose of niaxone can be quite effective in separating the two combatants. It sounds like you settled into your new living quarters. That part of the city has very lively cave-in bars along the river. They were open all night, if I recall. Please don't venture inside them unescorted. They can be quite disturbing to the uninitiated.
We're trying to rerun a nitrogen valve in the seal blue.
Oh, it's superficial. Only first degree burns. Little tourmaline gel, should you drink? Most of my work is fairly routine. scrapes and bruises, the occasional emergency. And you'll be pleased to hear that the crew finally seems to be growing accustomed to an alien doctor on board. I must admit, I wasn't planning to stay this long, but the opportunity to observe your species on their first deep space venture has proven irresistible.
Lieutenant, same seat for you.
Another time, Doctor. I'm due back in the armory.
It's a bit daunting at times trying to socialize with the crew, form friendships, but our profession guarantees that sooner or later everyone comes to see us. It makes interaction quite a bit easier. It's just a little gastrointestinal distress.
It's the dog.
Hasn't himself lately. Well, you've been feeding him cheese again, haven't you? You've got to learn how to say no, Captain.
No more dairy products, you hear that? Doctor's orders.
I never thought I'd meet a species that forges such intimate bonds with lesser creatures. It's surprising the things you humans choose to invest your emotions in.
Sorry to bother with this.
No bother, he was one of my more cooperative patients today.
Thanks, Doc. See all the trouble you cause?
I've noticed how the captain seems to anthropomorphize his pet. Even talks to the creature, although I'm very certain it has no idea what he's saying. Then again, I've been known to speak to my parathene bat on occasion.
You won't be going to America this time, but always I go with you wherever you go. Understand? You go now, Maria.
No, I stay with you, Rebecca.
No, Maria. What I do now, I do alone. I shouldn't do it if you were here. Oh. If you go tonight, I should see how it is. Whichever one there is.
No! We can go if you're bored.
No, I'd like to stay here and see what happens.
Shh. You won't be disappointed. The ending's classic.
No, not the film. I'm sensing a rising emotional undercurrent in the room. I'm curious to see if it culminates in some kind of group response.
They don't have movies where you come from, do they?
We had something really similar a few hundred years ago, but they lost their appeal when people discovered their real lives were more interesting.
It's nice to take a break from real life every now and then, don't you think?
I suppose it is. It's remarkable, Doctor. Even fictional characters seem to elicit human compassion. My shipmates have calmly faced any number of dangers, and yet a cinema movie can bring tears to their eyes.
Phlox is one of the most interesting characters on there, if not the most.
Doctor, yeah. Internal maxillary.
And what is the maxillary connected to?
Posterior auricular?
Very good. The external jugular.
Superior vena cava.
And that leads to?
Oh, easy. Receipt of all joints and...
Physiologically, it is nothing more than a very efficient pump. What could possibly make you people think it is the source of all emotion?
Now, you may know about our cardiopulmonary system. You have a lot to learn about the human heart. This is me.
Goodbye.
Oh, Doctor. I just wanted to thank you. It was fun tonight.
You're welcome.
They're showing another one next week, Sunset Boulevard. I think you might like it.
I'm sure I will.
See you tomorrow? Oh, sorry. I forgot. I didn't know aliens don't like to be touched.
It's all right. I'm trying to shed some of my cultural inhibitions.
Yeah. Well, in that case.
Oh.
Good night.
His first friend.
More
she
than
was
a
in,
friend.
Remember, she was in the episode where they got stuck on the ground.
Since you were on the subject of
planet.
Yep.
I think Crewman Cutler may be romantically interested in me. I can't be certain, however. The pheromones of human females aren't as potent as Denobulans.
Are there any inhabited systems nearby?
is a Majora class planet less than a light year away.
M class.
Ship's not answering our hails, Captain.
It's definitely pre warp, sir. Could be unmanned. Maybe a probe of some kind.
Any biosigns?
This is a Phlox episode.
It's called Dear Doctor.
Is that a human?
We found your ship adrift. We thought we might be able to help. Try not to do it, Tom. Miranda Donna? I'm Jonathan Archer. You're on the Starship Enterprise.
Kandala Vanganish. You ready to follow?
Can you understand me?
Who are
you? Woo.
What planet?
Earth.
We're from Earth. This is a warp vessel?
Yes.
We left Valakis over a year ago, along with three other ships.
Why?
You must have noticed our condition by now.
I detected the illness.
12 million of us died the year before we left. You can only imagine how many have died since. Our doctors can't find a cure.
COVID.
They're more advanced people.
Yeah.
More technology. Like you. Your medical science must be more effective.
You've encountered other warp-capable species?
The Miglaxa and the Ferengi, they both visit our world. Do you know them?
No.
Ferengi!
Are you the ship's doctor?
I am.
My people are dying. Will you allow them to help us?
We'll get a vaccine out to you. Stat.
Any thoughts?
They did come looking for us. And considering they've already met two other warp-capable species, the risk of contamination seems acceptable.
See what you can do. Thank you.
If this letter arrives later than usual, Doctor, I hope you'll forgive me. I've been presented with a rather unusual case involving a pair of alien astronauts. It may not surprise you that they landed in my sickbay through an act of human compassion.
So they went out there hoping someone would find them because
wow.
They have this incurable.
I said before that my duties entail the occasional emergency. Emergencies at sea can come in all shapes and sizes. I was once nearly overwhelmed by 50 patients in a refugee camp on Metallus. Captain Archer is now asking me to take responsibility for over 50 million.
It's a nostril.
I've noticed you and Queen Cutler spending a lot of time together. Is there something going on between you two?
Ignobulum, please.
My foil. Joga.
I believe the word you're searching for is dating.
Well, are you? Pragundi Sa There are ways you can tell. Utet. Arem barat sikara. To make physical contact.
Well, she didn't kiss me on the cheek the other night.
Indinobulan doctor.
Etim hura.
Yasari farakal. Majin prao.
A cute washboard.
It's pretty crowded out there. A lot of spacecraft, not official satellites.
Nothing I can't avoid, sir.
Put us in a low orbit, Travis. We're expecting this.
The captain has committed all our resources to helping people he didn't even know existed 2 days ago. Once again, I am struck by your species' desire to help others.
Ooh.
It seems the more aggressively we treat people, this, the more resistant it becomes.
Well, the current rate of infection?
1 out of 3.
It's a full-blown epidemic.
These are in the most advanced stage.
You're treating them with a synthetic antibody?
It's effective at first, but the disease mutates. Once it moves into the respiratory system, there's no way of controlling it.
Sounds like COVID.
Pulmonary failure usually follows in a few days.
Captain, treatment with Pryoxate should ease the symptoms in the sickest patients, at least temporarily. I can easily show the Glockians how to synthesize as much as they need.
Go ahead.
I'll need all of the lab work you have, in case histories of patients in every stage of the disease.
Certainly.
Ooh. Doctor? Doctor?
Excuse me, we're the ones that brought him here. Can you tell me how he's doing?
Dr. Mulana.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
We should assign some crewmen to watch Dr. Flux and his equipment.
I don't think these people are about to steal anything.
Your experience with lesser civilizations is limited, Captain. You might be surprised what a temptation our technology can be.
Also, they're gonna catch it.
Yeah.
Captain, the UT can't translate his language. He doesn't speak the same language as you?
No. He's Meg. They're not as evolved as Velocians, but they're very hard workers.
They're indigenous to this planet?
Is that so strange?
On most of the planets we've encountered, only one species of humanoid survived the evolutionary process.
You two are not from the same planet?
Nope.
No. We may look alike, but the similarity ends there.
I don't see any Meg patients here. Where are they being treated?
They haven't contracted the disease.
Have you looked into their immunity?
Oh, it was one of the first things we pursued, but Mank and Velocian are physiologically incompatible.
Still, it could be significant. I'd like to see your data on the Mank as well.
Of course.
I'm going
to
take a
I had meant
shower.
To transmit this letter by now, but the Velocian epidemic has been taking up most of my time. Working with the physicians here has been quite fulfilling.
Mm.
I suppose it's the reason we joined the Interspecies Medical Exchange. But I worry about falsely raising their hopes. Despite Captain Archer's confidence in me, I'm afraid the scale of the disaster may outweigh our best intentions. I've decided to enlist Crewman Cutler's help in my task.
So what do the Mank like?
You'll have the chance to see for yourself. Trained exobiologist. I'd find your assistance in the field invaluable.
Thank you, Doctor.
On a personal note, the affection Crewman Cutler is showing has left me a bit perplexed. So I've decided to discuss it with the one person on board who might understand the complexities of the situation.
Uh-oh, who's getting...
That's impossible.
Is she a Vulcan?
...with a trifluoride compound 23 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, normal wear and tear has allowed some decay to sneak in. See for yourself. Huh?
on your anterior tricuspid.
I'm sure you have more pressing concerns. I'll come back later.
I'm waiting for the computer to analyze some tissue samples. It'll only take a moment to repair.
He's a dentist, too.
Nobody likes going to the dentist.
Maturity for interspecies relationships. They tend to be easily infatuated with things they find new. This crewman may simply be satisfying your curiosity at your expense.
Odin, Subcommander T'Pol has a very pragmatic view of the universe. I admire her logic, although she lacks the instinctiveness that a more emotional response can provide. Somehow I find this unsettling. That wasn't so bad. Thanks for your insight.
Be careful.
Come in. You have to see me again. Just got a call from the director of the clinic. He's eager to hear if you've made any progress.
Apparently not.
Nope.
I've developed a medication to ease the symptoms of the disease.
But?
This epidemic isn't being caused by a virus or bacteria. The proteins that bind to their chromosomes are deteriorating.
Whoa.
Their illness is genetic. It's been going on for thousands of years, but the rate of mutation has accelerated over the last few generations. Based on my projections, the Belakians will be extinct in less than two centuries. I wish I had better news.
So the Mank will be the dominant species.
Yep.
He was saying that
they're immune.
Genetic abnormalities on this level are very difficult to reverse.
But not impossible.
No. I still believe the main community could be the key to a cure. I plan to study them in more detail.
Take all the time you need.
He's like, I'm afraid that we're out of time, though. I'll still study them, but... No promises.
It's evolution, Captain.
Yeah, no guarantees. Sorry.
Sorry.
Ooh.
When I began to practice medicine, I had no idea it would take me on journeys to other worlds. Every species I encounter allows me to explore new physiology. At the moment, I find myself in the enviable position of studying two humanoids from the same planet. It's a rare and exciting opportunity. Tell them we'd like to run some tests, take samples of their blood. It will be completely painless.
Kul toba.
Kul pra toba aden sordi.
Yamin, padon, ta, si, yatash. He says they'd be happy to help.
As fascinating as the two species are from a biological standpoint, it's their ability to coexist that intrigues me most. The Belakians are highly evolved, technologically advanced, while these Mank are relatively primitive by comparison. To my surprise, the two seem to be living side by side, peacefully.
Pradumata.
Pradukat nta kumumba.
Thank you.
Da.
Wants to know what you're doing.
Have you learned enough Meg to explain molecular bioscan?
Doctor, Isata Proku Kubalaki.
Hmm, okay.
What'd you say? Told him the doctor was looking inside of him. Thank you. Teek teek.
Teek teek.
Nanda. Teek teek.
You're welcome.
Nanda.
Teek teek. Nanda.
I love you.
Razata. Food.
Did you say food?
Razata. Food.
Have you been teaching him English?
No, he must have picked it up by listening to us.
Perhaps we found an assistant to call him, officer.
Huh?
No food.
Oh, tick tick.
Tick tick.
I haven't seen any crops or livestock. I wonder where they get this.
La Rasata Goldock.
Akumano da Toma.
They're eating other.
He says the soil here isn't good for planting.
Kodaku kani baraki erata tiba.
The Valakians provide them with their food.
The Valakians don't let them live where the land is fertile.
Whoa.
Valaki fura talet razatake akum pinjerana.
The Valakians give them whatever they need: food, clothing, medicine.
Menkakata iya Valaki.
He says the Valakians are good to them. They protect them.
Oh no, they're slaves.
Yeah.
Despite the Meng's insistence that they're treated well, my human crewmates seem to see things differently.
Tick tick. Well, that's the last one.
They think the Meng are being exploited by the Balakians, so their first instinct is to rise to their defense, despite the fact that the Meng don't appear to need or want a defender.
Wait a moment. Impressive.
What'd he do?
He's grouping the samples together by family. Cross-referenced by bloodlines and marriage. I'm interpreting the color codes correctly. Tick-tick.
On the surface, the Meng appear to be a primitive species. Unsophisticated even by human standards. No offense. But their ability appear to have been underestimated, even by myself.
Teak teak.
Seems like a vacation. I didn't keep remembering why we were here. I'm gonna help Laura finish packing up. He's back on duty at the hospital in an hour. This really doesn't bother you.
What?
Where the Valakians treat them.
Why should it? On most worlds with two humanoid species, one would have driven the other to extinction. Here, they've developed a symbiotic relationship that seems to work quite well.
They force them into living compounds. They treat them almost like pets.
Their culture is different. It's their way.
It doesn't make it right.
Are you married, Quinn?
I would have told you.
I'm married.
Are.
Three times.
So you have two ex-wives?
I have three current wives, and they each have two husbands. Not counting myself.
Is that considered normal for the Netherlands?
What?
Polyamory. Polygamy. Polyamory.
I've been getting certain signals from you that suggest you may be interested in a romantic relationship with me. Unless I misinterpreted those signals.
You didn't. But I still don't know why you're telling me this.
You need to know that my culture is different.
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't. This culture is different. That seems to matter to you a great deal.
Fox, as far as your extended family goes, I'm not interested in becoming life number four. I just want to be your friend.
What do you mean by friend?
Let's just see where it goes.
He's like, all right, I can deal with that. I have three wives already.
They have two husbands.
Yeah.
My culture is different. We can't be the ugly tourist all the time.
Captain, I'm glad you could come. There was no problem. How are you feeling? The medication you gave us helps with the pain. But my prognosis hasn't changed.
We're trying to do something about that. I have a lot of faith in Dr. Phlox.
I wanted to thank you for getting me home before it was too late. It took us a year to get out to where you found us. You brought us home in a day.
We started out in ships, very similar to yours. Someday you'll be traveling just as fast as we are.
Someday may not be soon enough. If your doctor can't help us, we'll need to keep searching for others that can. We need warp drive.
Uh-oh.
A million more of us will die before our next ship even leaves this system. With warp engines, we won't have to wait for people to find us.
Uh-oh.
We can seek help on our own.
You may not find that everyone you meet wants to help you.
Still, we have to try.
We can't give you warp drive. Sorry, bye!
Bye!
Archer?
It's Phlox, Captain. We've collected all the samples.
I'll meet you at the shuttle pod. Archer.
Bye. We can't interfere with your species' technology.
Teek, teek.
Teek, teek.
De nada. What did he say for you?
I forget.
You're welcome.
Something nub.
Sounded like de nada.
Anything to report?
We received 29 hails in the past 2 hours. Apparently, word of our arrival has spread quickly. Other clinics are requesting help. Two orbital spacecraft approached us while you were on the planet. They mistakenly believe that we already had a cure. We had to turn them away.
Just like you suspected, they asked me for a warp drive. We can't give it to them, right?
Teek, teek.
Correct.
The Velakians want our warp technology.
What did you tell them?
I didn't think about it.
And?
Safe to say I know where you stand on the subject.
Even if you give them our reactor schematics, they don't have the technical expertise to build a warp engine.
They have no experience working with antimatter. I doubt they even realize how dangerous it is.
We have to leave now.
We're not ready.
Then your decision shouldn't be difficult.
We could.
Nope.
Stay and help them.
The Vulcans stayed to help Earth 90 years ago. We're still there.
I never thought I'd say this, but I'm beginning to understand how the Vulcans must have felt.
Woo! Cure. I found the cure.
Hello?
that look on his face, doesn't he? Oh no, it's a disappointed look. It's a sad look.
The Volokians and the Menk used to be one and the same. I'm guessing.
Trouble sleeping, Captain?
Looks like I'm not the only one.
Actually, the Nobulans require very little rest, unless you count our annual hibernation cycle. Am I going to be without my doctor this winter? Only for 6 days. Maybe I'll join you. Any progress? The research has been challenging, to say the least.
A cure, Doctor. Have you found a cure?
Oh, that, no.
Never will. No cure for you.
Even if I could find one, I'm not sure it would be ethical.
What?
We'd be interfering with an evolutionary process that has been going on for thousands of years.
Every time you treat an illness, you're interfering. That's what doctors do.
You're forgetting about the Menk. What about the Menk? I've been studying their genome as well, and I've seen evidence of increasing intelligence, motor skills, linguistic abilities. Unlike the Volokians, they appear to be in the process of an evolutionary awakening. It may take millennia, but the Menk have the potential to become the dominant species on this planet.
And that won't happen as long as the Volokians are around.
If the Menk are to flourish, they need an opportunity to survive on their own.
Well, what do you suggest?
We leave.
We can't interfere.
We go.
We choose one species over the other. All I'm saying is that we let nature make the choice.
The hell with nature. You're a doctor. You have a moral obligation to help people who are suffering.
I'm also a scientist, and I'm obligated to consider the larger issues. 35,000 years ago, your species coexisted with other humanoids. Isn't that correct?
Go ahead.
What if an alien race had interfered and given the Neanderthals an evolutionary advantage? Fortunately for you, they didn't.
I appreciate your perspective on all of this. But we're talking about something that might happen. Might happen thousands of years from now. They've asked for our help. I am not prepared to walk away based on a theory.
Evolution is more than a theory. It is a fundamental scientific principle. Forgive me for saying so. But I believe your compassion for these people is affecting your judgment.
My compassion guides my judgment.
Captain, can you find a cure? Doctor.
I found one. Oh, no.
I already have.
The moral quandary.
2 days ago, when we first discovered the alien shuttle, I had no idea that I'd be facing a dilemma of this magnitude. For the first time, I find myself in conflict with my captain. But he is my captain, and he's placed a great deal of trust in me. I believe I owe him the same. I only hope that he's willing to look beyond his sympathy for these poor people. Doctor? Captain?
I'm going down to the Volokian hospital.
Sir? It would go against all my principles if I didn't ask you to reconsider what
I have reconsidered. I spent the whole night reconsidering. And what I've decided goes against all my principles. Someday, my people are going to come up with some sort of a doctrine. Something that tells us what we can and can't do out here. Should and shouldn't do.
Prime directive.
But until somebody tells me that they drafted that
directive,
I'm going to have to remind myself every day that we didn't come out here to play God.
I'd like to think, Dr. Lucas, that if I'd had a chance to talk to you face to face, you'd have never let me even consider withholding my findings from the captain. But I'm ashamed to say I almost did just that.
Phlox tells me this medicine will help ease the symptoms.
But
for a decade. Maybe more. A lot can happen in that time. I wouldn't be surprised if you developed a cure on your own. And if we don't? With a warp-capable starship, our chances would be greatly improved.
Second person to ask him. Quit asking us that. We can't help you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Woo! Oh boy.
This will give you detailed instructions on how to synthesize more of the medicine. We appreciate everything you've done.
If I hadn't trusted him to make the right choice, I'd have been no better than the Vulcan diplomats who held your species back because they felt you couldn't make proper decisions on your own.
I came very close to misjudging Jonathan Archer.
But this incident has helped me gain a new respect for him. Happiness and health to you, Doctor. Your dedicated colleague, Phlox.
You wanted to see me?
Please. For Dr. Lucas.
Go out first thing in the morning. Everything all right?
Fine, fine. The past few days have been taxing.
Want my advice? Get out of sick bay.
Yes. Perhaps you're right.
Movie.
Good night.
Full circle. He's going to be on a date with... What's her name?
Crewman Kuzitz.
Crewman Pretty Cool.
Cutler?
Cutler.
Phlox to Crewman Cutler.
Go ahead.
I know it's short notice, but... I was wondering if you might like to join me for a little snack in the mess hall.
We're snack.
Yeah. Friend, right about now.
10 minutes.
Thank you.
Phlox out.
Sweet dreams.
Credits. Boom. Yes. Oh, that episode was so good. Oh, Phlox.
Prime Directive.
Prime Directive. Ooh.
Don't interfere with the
this is the Prime Directive.
It's the non-interference
directive. No, I know that, but is it already in place when Kirk and his crew go?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, there's a whole episode in there.
But there's not one in Discovery, is there?
Yes.
You don't know that. Because in Discovery, it seems like they're just kind of going around and just hopping around and...
Well, they've got a lot of hopping and going to do.
From this point, you mean? Oh, so maybe
They're mostly considered with survival. They don't care about the exploration so much.
Oh, man. It's been a long road.
From there to here.
Ooh. Thanks for listening to Star Trek Enterpods, Episode 11, for Episode 12 of Star Trek Enterprise, Dear Doctor. Wow, Dr. Phlox.
What a dude, man.
Such a great character. Because he seems like from such another world, and he seems like such an observer, But at the same time, he's got to interact with all these people who are from Earth and
yep.
and different planets, and he's got to... Ooh. He's like, I'm a scientist. He's like, I'm a doctor, but I'm also a scientist. Ooh. Wallachians! So, without spoiling anything, do we... I guess there's no way to answer that. Don't answer me.
Okay,
do we come in contact with the Wallachians or the Mank again? Oh. Don't answer. Oh, okay.
See, the thing with the Vulcans when they came first contact with the humans was they didn't do it, as you may recall, until they broke warp.
Humans broke warp?
Yeah, until they...
Because they're like, okay, now we can talk to them at least.
Now we can talk to them because they're going to come out here and they're going to meet us anyway.
Yeah, they're going to find us in space, so we better preemptively be like, hey, just so you know, we're already out here.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other people out here. But they based their decision on warp culture, and so that's the same thing in the Prime Directive. They don't try to make first contact until a culture is on the brink of or has developed warp capable.
Have you seen
there's an episode in the Next Generation where that happens, and they go and meet this culture and they say, you're ready to go to warp. We're here to help. And they go, you're aliens. We didn't know you were aliens. Our whole people believe that we are the center of the universe and that the world and the universe revolves around us.
That's the Next Generation?
Yeah, and so they have to break off contact with them because these people are not ready for the idea that there's other civilizations out there.
Prime Directive.
Yep, so they didn't violate it, but they kept their contamination to a minimum. They only talked to a couple of people.
Have you seen the ship that, I think it's theoretical right now, but with like an arc around it, like a ring around it?
Uh-huh.
Spaceship. And apparently...
Ion drive. It's an ion drive ship.
Ion drive?
Mm-hmm.
And the ring around it is also... Something with the ship is... It's going to make it possible for space travel to be faster and faster.
They hope.
Well, what I saw from that video was... Right now it takes about a year and a half to get to Mars... And once they perfect the technology that they're working on with that ship, it could take about 45 minutes.
We'll see.
That would be so awesome.
That would be so awesome.
They're working on that. Find that out in your internet searches, huh?
Google it.
DuckDuckGo that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Tor browser that.
No.
You heard of that one?
Mm-mm.
Looks like an onion.
No.
Ask Jeeves that.
Oh, Jeeves.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Net zero that. Remember net zero?
Oh, gosh.
All right, well, keep listening to this podcast. Tell people about it. And, you know... As you've noticed, there it's not any frequency of every week or twice a week or whatever. It's just kind of whenever we can do the episodes. So
yeah,
keep listening and go to reallyglad.bandcamp.com. Check out my original music. Go to yamatat.com/podcast.html for my other podcast, which just had episode 339. That's over 6 years.
That's a lot of time to invest.
After the 6 years, I haven't been counting for when 7 is going to hit. But I think it's going to be around November, August, September, somewhere around there. I have merch with my font on it at dougathan.threadless.com. And, check out Dark on Netflix.
Dark.
It's a reader. You're going to have to read it. But it's a pretty cool time travel show.
What? It's time travel?
Oh, whoops.
Whoops. Spoiler.
Whoops. You would maybe... maybe find that out very soon. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
But it's going to motivate you to watch it now. Ish. Been. Doug.
Du bist Doug.
Okay, yeah, so look to the stars, prime directive, engage, hit it. It's been a long road
getting from there to here.
Okay, bye.